What about your choice now for younger readers?
Yes, now the children's book is a picture book, so it's for children under the age of 5, I'd say. But really, it's such a quirky story that I think it appealed to adults reading the story as well as the children listening to it. And it's such a clever idea that you wonder why someone hasn't thought of it before. It's all about the crayons in a pencil case, and they've decided that they've had enough of the way they've been used. So the red crayon, he feels he's overworked all year round, even in the holidays, because he has to colour Santa's clothes at Christmas and hearts and roses at Valentine's Day. And that's on top of all the fire engines, apples and strawberries that he has to work on. And then there's beige. Now, he thinks he's overlooked because Bran gets to colour in all the bears and the ponies and the puppies. And beige, all he can hope for is a turkey dinner, if he's lucky, or wheat. And when did you ever see anyone getting excited when they were colouring wheat? So each crayon has a grievance. They've all gone on strike, and they've written letters to the little boy who owns them. And they've explained their situation, and we have to wait until the end of the book before we find out what the solution of the problem is, what the little boy comes up with to keep all his crayons happy.
That's a fabulous idea.
It is. It's brilliant. It's very clever. And the story is written by an American. I've not heard of him before. He's called Drew DeWalt. But it's illustrated by Oliver Jeffers, and he's hugely popular. He's won loads of awards for all his books, picture books. They include How to Catch a Star, Lost and Found, This Moose Belongs to Me. So some of those might be familiar to people. But he's got a very distinctive style, and it's very funny. It's very, very quirky. It's a lovely book.
Oh, brilliant. So that's your childhood. I'm a big fan of the Mr. Gum books, Andy Stanton's Mr. Gum books.
Oh, yeah.
And we bought them for our son, but I still read them because I think they're so wonderfully well written.
They are,
plots are just wonderful.
Yeah, it's very clever.
So often kids' books can be very entertaining for younger readers too.
That's right.
Oh, well, they're your two good reads for this week. A Question of Identity by Susan Hill and The Day the Crayons Quit. So illustrated by Oliver Jeffers. And who's the gentleman who wrote it again?
It's Drew DeWalt, DeWalt. And it's a hardback, that book, but I think it is one that you'd want to keep and look at again and again, so it's probably quite a good Christmas present.